Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, every day it's something new. Some shocking reminder of how the Iron Curtain, which used to hang over Russia, is now descending on Europe. It's going fast, actually. Meet the new, just deployed on Sunday, biometric exit entry system in the EU. Began on Sunday. Listen to this. You want to leave your country? Say to go to another country. You want to return to your country? Well, there'll be a price for that. You have to turn over all of your personal data, your face print, your fingerprint to enter or exit your country. So at this point, if you don't want to turn that over to the government, you're a prisoner in your own country and you can't leave. Only one way in, only one way out. And it actually shows the New York Times article that broke this. Your first time you go through this system, they take the fingerprint and the face print. It's called the entry-exit system, or the EES, began on Sunday. Scheduled to be rolled out at all border security checkpoints within the EU, including ports, airports, land crossings, over the next 6 months. They really are prisoners in their country.
Doesn't sound much like the European Union anymore, does it?
It sounds like something out of Orwell.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's going to be great. Super duper convenient. It will eventually lead to the elimination of passport stamping. It's part of a broad effort by the European Union to better secure its borders. What do you want to bet? I'm going to do the article. I'm waiting. I'm going to look for it. If you see it first, send it to me and I'll do it on the air. I'm going to wait for the part where the only people this doesn't apply to are the illegal migrants, because that's coming.
Yeah, we've seen this story before.
Yeah. No, they're saying they're going to say, well, I know we got to do. And this is what they're saying. Well, you know, there's migrants here. Yes, because you let them in. Yeah, there's migrants here. And we need to secure, make sure, you know, that you can't move if you don't have your ID. It's hard to pinpoint exactly where the system will be in effect in its early days. They expect full implementation within 6 months. Here's what travelers should know, the New York Times says. They still need their travel documents and personal data so it can be matched the first time they try to leave or enter a country. It can be matched to their face print and to their fingerprint. So they, you want to leave your country or you want to get back in, you're going to be treated like a criminal. You got to be fingerprinted. In addition, the European Union says to making border checks more efficient, EES will be able to identify people who've overstayed. And those traveling on fake documents, yeah, but they won't care because those would be illegal immigrants. At the initial collection, passport officers will take a photo of the traveler's face and scan their fingerprints. After that, the passport control officers will verify a traveler's identity using their face print and their fingerprint. So you're going to have to supply both as you move in and out of your country like a criminal. Children under 12 will not be fingerprinted. I guess that's a coming of age thing now. It's really horrifying. Especially when you match that with, I mean, we were feeling so sorry for, at least I was last week, when it was announced that you need a national digital ID card in the UK, which is not part of the EU, but I guess if they want to leave it and go to another part of the EU, then they'll have to be treated like a criminal too. But they were, it was announced last week. And if you actually see the card, there's something that gives you a gut punch. UK Daily Mail, Lee, in an article on it, had a picture of it, and it's got a check, and it says, right to rent. Wait, you can't rent an apartment a home, a roof over your head without a digital ID? No. No, your newly created right to rent is tied to your digital ID. What if you want to buy a car? Sorry, right to buy a car? That's on the digital ID. Got to present it. What about your right to rent a car? Same. What about your right to buy a home? Same. Right to purchase a home? Nope, can't do it without a digital ID. Not allowed. What about your newly created right to work? Yep, digital ID. If you look at the UK Daily Mail story, it's got like a picture of what this will look like on your phone, and it literally says right there, it's got a check mark, right to work, which you don't have unless you have a digital ID. Why do they want this? It's the basis for the social credit system in China. They call it a key to the internet. You can't get on or off or use any sites without it. So your entire life is cataloged in a digital file and monitored. It's really scary. I mean, it truly is. The only thing standing between us and this is Donald J. Trump.
Do they have a check that says right to vote?
Oh, no, you do. I don't know. It's supposed to be used for voting. I didn't see that in the mock-up. I mean, it's just, it's right to work, right? I don't know. Maybe.
Well, if it did, then the New York Times would probably be critical of this.
You know, that's interesting to see if they would be. That's interesting. Well, lest you think, those poor Brits, those poor EU citizens, thank God that's not happening here. Oh, wait. That's not happening here in South Carolina? You tell me. It's very sneaky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The device I just described to you is called Brit Card. And up until that last week, there was no national ID in Britain until this was announced that everyone would have to have this, every adult, right? Well, what about the U.S.? This is from RFK Jr.'s Children's Defense publication. Is national ID, digital ID, coming to the U.S.? Well, thank God we're not like the U.K., except we are. Although the U.S. does not have a national identification card, the U.K. did not have one either until digital ID was introduced. The U.K. scrapped national ID in 1952, but readopted it last week. Well, do we have a system like that? Yes, we do. And it's very sneaky. Brace, who's a political activist, freedom activist, said Real ID is really a national ID system for America currently disguised as a state driver's license with a star. The American people really have no idea that what's in their pocket is a national ID, and they have no idea that the Department of Motor Vehicles offices are planning to digitize them. It's part of a two-step process toward a national ID, he said. And look at me, what a fool. I've already got my Real ID in my pocket, in my wallet.
Well, you have that right to fly, Tara.
Yes, it's important. By the way, a friend of mine pointed out to me, she just flew to Israel, that you can also fly still using your passport. And I looked it up, and that will be the case until 2027 when you are going to need the Real ID. But for now, you either need the Real ID or the passport.
Which I have neither.
Yeah. So here's where this gets crazy, right? It's a two-step process. You get the Real ID because you want to fly. And as of May, you need that or a passport to fly. Okay. So you get, maybe you don't have a passport, especially if, you know, because passport takes a couple months to get. So I could see someone getting Real ID because it's faster, right? Then you don't think anything of it. Well, then you just hit phase two where they digitize your Real ID. And guess what? You're just like the Brits.
Or China.
And what is that called? It's called Senate Bill 731. Already filed this year in our state legislature. To digitize your Real ID. When I read this in RFK's publication, I went, oh, that's not going on in South Carolina. I mean, I would have heard about it. No, it is. I have it right here. It's 371. They're calling this contraption a mobile driver's license. How very special. They also refer to it as a mobile special identification card. It's special, all right. It's an electronic identification card issued by the Department of Motor Vehicles, accessible on mobile electronic communications devices. It includes all the information found on a printed hard copy special identification card. Here's where this gets interesting, is down in section D, which says that and it's still voluntary, okay, for now. It's still voluntary for now. It says when it becomes, when you, you know, basically you go there, you ask for it. It then takes, the mobile ID takes precedence over the printed ID. In other words, it is your main ID form. Wow. And that bill is already filed. It's still active. Wasn't passed, thank God, but is still active. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm thinking a couple of things. You pointed this out yesterday about how your Social Security card says...
Not to be used for identification purposes. That's what my original Social Security card says.
Yeah, well, there's nothing like that in this law. So even though it's voluntary, we're already seeing it's quasi-mandatory to fly and will be mandatory to fly by 2027. You either need it or a passport right now. There's nothing to stop anybody, including social media, from requiring you or Gmail or whatever, you know, websites you want to start for your business or continue to maintain, for you to turn one of these over. There's nothing requiring that. You know exactly what's going to happen. He's right. RFK's right. This is going to become a national ID. And there's nothing in this bill to stop that or protect anybody from this. So he was right. I'm very surprised. I really thought, oh, well, I'm sure this isn't going on in South Carolina. And it is. So I'm not sure we're that different from the Brits. And I mean, I totally can see a day when we will have to turn over a digital ID to get a job, or probably sooner than later. But we need something more than this bill to at least begin to safeguard this. And folks, never forget, our governor, former governor Nikki Haley, ran on, you know, asked, what's the first thing you're going to do? Oh, digital ID. Yeah, like in your first day in office? Yeah, totally, she said. Nobody anonymous allowed on the internet anymore. You're going to have to get an ID. You're going to have to verify who you are. So don't think they're not already thinking about this, including Republicans. Thank God she didn't win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.